The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, this is Cuba, back from a week away at the South Coast Holiday House, where I spent a fair bit of time working on the Cocktail Nation book, which I'm hoping to have out sometime around the middle of the year. Stack of interviews and bios of the bands that have been on the show. On the show this week, we take a look at a retro fair in the UK, news on release of Bond books, a review of an 80s crime TV series set in the 50s and 60s, which I think you'll probably love, and swank advice on infiltrating social circles for the hipcats wanting to hang out at parties and make lots of friends. That's all coming up on the Cocktail Nation this week. Right now, though, Nico Gomez and Cabello Negro.
Thanks to Tiki Shark, this is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation for Tiki Shark and Living Strings with Experiment in Terror. The Living Strings, easy listening studio orchestra operated by the RCA Records label on the Camden label. They were also related to other groups such as Living Voices, Living Brass, Living Guitars, anything that was living pretty much. They were produced by the same group of people. Ethel Gabriel created the Living Strings series of albums, of which you've just heard. Now, the second Folkestone Retro Fair is coming up, and the eclectic selection of retro and vintage stalls, stocking ladies and gentlemen's clothing, accessories, jewellery, memorabilia, and a whole lot more. It's coming up May 7, which is a Saturday, also on the 8th as well, at the Southcliff Hotel. Andrew Hall knows all about this event. Hello, Andrew.
Hello there, Coop.
Tell us a little bit more about this. How did this all come about in the first place? What made you decide to put on something which obviously is a lot of work, I'm sure?
Oh, God, it is a lot of work, too. There's not really been anything to cover the retro scenes in my area, in Kent, when it comes to fairs. So there was nowhere for anyone to buy any clothes, shoes, household stuff. So I thought, well, let's give it a go. I'd had experience of helping out one in London. So the first one was an absolute amazing success. It was about 600 through the door when I was only expecting 300. Not a large town, Folkestone, after all. And I thought, right, that's good. On with the next one.
Very good, very good. And I gather you've had stall holders from probably a fair part of the different parts of the UK coming to you to set up this.
Yeah, mostly South East England, London, and the home counties. Distances that the others haven't come from further north, but it's been a good turn. The reason I did two, I had a waiting list of about 15, 20 more stalls. So that's why I decided, right, a second day is needed.
Okay, so this is coming up on Saturday and Sunday, May 7 and 8, the Southcliff Hotel. Walk us through some of the stuff that you'll probably be able to pick up that you know that you saw from last time. I know you mentioned to me in a note 40s and 50s, accessories, jewellery, memorabilia. I gather you've got a lot of stuff that's going to be coming your way from lots of different collectors from all different eras.
Yeah, as an example, there's a company called Custom Clothes who will be providing copies of 1940s and 50s clothes. There's a company called Notorious Kitsch I've got who are suppliers of copies of household memorabilia, things like the old style phones,
yep.
Wonderful tablecloths. Someone else is providing some cushions, bed linen, all made from replica material, so material that's copied from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
Other interesting things, we've got various stall holders who are bringing vintage clothes which they've picked up over the years, household stuff. We've got the original designer of the two-tone posters, a guy called Teflon. He's got some copies of the original stuff he designed for the Selector and Madness, Bad Manners, those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
We've got I think somebody's bringing in some handbags. These made from old vinyl records and wallets made from number plates. Like that.
Right. Well, certainly stretching across a wide variety of things. Good to see a mixture of both reproduction and original stuff that's going to be happening at the second Folkestone Retro Fair. Good stuff. Andrew, great to talk to you, and best of luck coming up on May 7 and 8.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Coop.
There you go. There's Andrew Hall there, and do check it out too. That is going to be over at the Southcliff Hotel, the second Folkestone Retro Fair. Right now, Tiki Joe's Ocean and Allegra.
Philip Roberts, the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs, and you are listening to Cocktail Nation.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Your card. Well, he couldn't keep up the payment, so they repoed the car. They found his hat in the oven, but he disappeared. He was toxic like a Britney Spears. Bright lights, big city, are you girls so pretty? Bright lights, big city, are you girls? Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation with Cube Cooper and the Narco Lounge Combo Bright Lights. Big City, guitarist Al Kiola before that, and String of Pearls. Al was one of the busiest and most respected session men in New York City during the 50s and 60s. However, this is the age of 12. He was already a guitar prodigy with incredible achievements already by his 16th birthday. He was an established guitarist and performer throughout the Jersey City area. News this week, all 14 of John Gardner's James Bond books are going to be republished by Orion in the UK starting in June this year. Orion will celebrate the 30th anniversary of John Gardner's license renewed by publishing the first five titles in hardback featuring their original covers in summer of 2011. And the rest of John Gardner's books are going to be released in paperback in 2012 across the US as well as a stunning redesigned collection. So I look forward to that. Anything that keeps the Bond theme alive, I love.
Swank Advice with Coop on The Cocktail Nation.
Tonight, an email from Catherine who writes, "Dear Coop, I recently moved to a new town for work. I don't know anybody here. I'm starting from scratch in the friends department. I've been invited to several parties and functions by workmates and I'm feeling a little insecure as a swank man about town. Can you tell me how to get more sociable?" Well, Catherine, many people are very cautious around other people. They don't want to interrupt them. It seems to be considered rude, I suppose. And they're often worried that they might choose the wrong group of people to be friendly with, so they have difficulty in being social with anybody. I've got a few tips here for you. Look approachable. Don't cross your arms. This sends an uninviting vibe to someone who may want to come up and talk to you. Look open and inviting with a genuine smile. Mingle and talk to new people as they arrive and ask to be introduced, or perhaps even do it yourself if you're bold enough. Enjoy yourself and show it. Smile, and if you see a person who enters the room and obviously doesn't know anyone, walk over to them. Bring them over to the group and start talking to them. Include others too. When you're in a conversation with other people and someone new walks up, look at them, smile, turn your body so that the group includes them in the conversation. And make sure you always fill in newcomers on what the group's been talking about. Avoid discussing obscure interests or work and stick to conversations that pretty much anybody can enjoy. Sports, music, festivals, current events, whatever. Ask everyone to recommend a favourite restaurant, movie or museum and keep the conversation light and fine. Ask lots of questions. And invite others to help you. If you have a guest who's not mingling well, invite them to help you check out the punch or even allow them to help you fix the punch. Make sure you bring friends to the party. That's always a good one too, so that you don't have to just sit in the corner. But always have a positive attitude and be very welcoming and be very open. And I think you'll probably find that it should work out for you. If there's a topic that you like covered, send me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and write how Jackie Gleason when your lover is gone.
Thank you.
www.cocktailnation.net. That's it.
Yes, I know when I've had it. I'm not dumb as you think. When you told me on the telephone that you weren't gonna see me again, well, I thought that this was just one of your moods. I couldn't see that this was the end. Yes, I know when I have had it. I'm no fool, but sometimes there's doubts. I will miss you for sure, but it's better this way. If you don't want my love anymore, yes, I know when I've had it, I'm closing the door.
Some say, boy, Don, how do you do it? Well, it's simple. Look fantastic in a suit. Look fantastic in casual wear. Look fantastic in anything. Sound good. Smell good. Kiss good. Strut around with supreme confidence. Be uncannily successful at your job. Blow people away every time you say anything. Take six-hour lunches. Disappear for weeks at a time. Lie to everyone about everything. And drink and smoke constantly. Basically, be Don Draper.
This has been Don Draper's Guide to Kicking the Air.
Nation for Tiki Shark, a message from Tiki Chris Pinto, who writes, Dear Coop, I know October is pretty far away, but I thought I'd drop you a line to remind you that people need to start stocking up on rum and swizzle sticks for International Exotic Cocktail Day. Didn't know that was coming up. He also wants to let us know that around that time, he should have his new Tiki-tastic murder mystery ghost story entitled Murder on Tiki Island. He's given me a link here to facebook.com/Key West Mystery if you'd like to check out some of the book already. Time for our new segment, Review with Coop, a segment where I review events, music, movies, books, anything anybody sends me that comes across my desk or gives me. It's a DVD this week that a friend lent me. You might not have seen it, or maybe you saw it back in the 1980s. It's called Crime Story. And I'd never seen this one before, but I really enjoyed it. I watched the entire series one night, conceived as a 22-hour movie for television. The first season of Crime Story, which ran from 86 to 87 on NBC, marked a controversial milestone in TV history, and its lasting influence can be seen in better-known series and films like The Sopranos, Homicide, Life on the Street, Donnie Brasco, Casino, and others. The season-long story arc followed Chicago police detective Mike Torello, played by Dennis Farina, and his tireless pursuits of fast-rising mob boss Ray Luca. I just love the character that Anthony Denison plays in Ray Luca with his big hair. It goes from Chicago to Las Vegas around 63 to 64, and Mike Torello is heading the major crimes unit with his hand-picked team of detectives and the passionate public defender David Abrams. And Torello moves from city to federal jurisdiction as Crime Story unfolds as post-Kennedy scenario with stark and often brutal authenticity, apart from some of the rather big hairdos that weren't particularly authentic. It even propelled a few up-and-coming guests at the time, such as David Caruso, Andrew Dice Clay, and a very young Julia Roberts. The plot's good, the filming's fantastic, but I'd say a couple of things ruin it for me. The big 80s quiffs, which I thought might have been fine in the rockabilly scene in the 80s, but perhaps weren't that authentic in reality. Also, some of the 80s music that sat between the scenes, plus a few cars that were possibly a little bit too new for the time. I'm pretty sure I saw some 65 and 66 models cruising around the streets of Vegas, which I don't think, considering the time it was supposed to be set, was quite accurate. But apart from that, it was pretty fun, worth checking out. I know that you can grab it on Amazon and eBay, so it's still available if you'd like to check it out, Crime Story. If there's something you'd like me to review, shoot me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And here's Tipsy with Pink Mood.
Fabulously. It's Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation.
cheetah, ka-cheetah. Ka-cheetah, ka-cheetah. Ka-cheetah, ka-cheetah. Ka-cheetah, ka-cheetah.
Cocktonation, Lena Horne and Day In and Day Out. Hi to new followers on Twitter, Christine Lenarden, Mr. Booze, Andrea Brandt and David Bringle. Let's take a look at the world of swank. Coming up April 25, the Miami Rum Renaissance Festival is on. And I believe this is going to be over at the Maikai Polynesian Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. And Jeff Beach Bumberry is going to be there as well. Check out every third Wednesday at Otto's Trunk and Head, East Village, New York City, for a big event that they hold every third Wednesday. And Black Cherry returning to the massive Factory Theatre Saturday, 21st of May. I went to the one last year. It was pretty huge. Interesting crowd there. Got the Hooky Lau coming up June 9 to 12. And, of course, as part of Hooky Lau, always lots of great symposiums. And a fun and exciting talk by author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History and Photographs, Philip Roberts, who we spoke to some time ago. The event is featuring a slideshow of some vintage and modern tiki from all over the islands. Question and answer session as well with Randy Wong of Waitiki 7. Much more, a special finale that you don't want to miss at the Hukila Convention, Fort Lauderdale in Florida, June 10. And August 18, Tiki Oasis in San Diego. Soon heading up to the Cocktonation blogosphere. And John Barry now, The Loneliness of Autumn.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
Cocktail Nation with the Martini Kings and Fly Me to the Moon, one of my favourite songs. I just love that version. I also love the version by Astro Gilberto and, of course, Frank Sinatra.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
ExoticaProject.com is the website we're checking out this week. Sent to me by Skipper Bartlett over at Dreamsville Podcast, who writes, Coop, check this out. There's another site attached to it called The Lonely Beat with 100 Beatnik and Crime Jazz 45s. Incredible. It is a wonderful collection of 45s that you can stream from the site. And you can also see the original 45s as well, which is where you'll find the links to this marvelous music. It is so big. And I don't normally promote websites, I suppose, that provide downloads. These aren't downloads, it's more streaming, but it's a good way to sample some music too, and some of the tracks are a little bit crackly, but well worth checking out if you're looking for a few hints as to what you might like to buy, so check it out. The website, exoticaproject.com. Well, that's it for this week. I'm going to leave you with Antonio Carlos Jobim and Girl from Ipanema. Stay hip.
You left it. ba tu be ya bu ta ti bu de ta bu ta ta bu ta to pe ba za po vi da ba da ka pe ya ti ra pe ra pe ba ba de do be pa ba de ro da pa pa de do be pa ba de ro da ba da bu de ba da ba po be
Mais cheia de graça é ela, menina que vem, que passa num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, porque estou tão sozinho. Porque tudo é tão triste. A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo inteirinho se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo inteirinho se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. 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 Por causa do amor, por causa do amor, por causa do amor, do amor, do amor, do amor.
WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, VX.